praying, the power of a praying wife. In Amos, in the Bible, Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together unless they agree? In the book of Mark chapter 10 verse 8, it says, and the two shall become one flesh. Today we are going to be looking at the topic, the power of a praying wife. Welcome to Mary's Table Talk. My name is Mary Egbude. Thank you for being there at all times. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you for subscribing. And those of you that are just hearing me for the first time, you're welcome. This is Mary's Table Talk. And today we are going to be looking at a very, very interesting topic that says the power of a praying wife. So, praying for your husband might sound very easy, but it's actually one of the most difficult things most women do today in their marriages. Have you prayed for your husband today? Maybe the answer is yes. Maybe the answer is no. But in reality, it is more easy for us to pray for our children than to pray for our husband. I don't know why, but it's easier. When I say praying for your husband, I'm not saying a one-sentence prayer or a two-sentence prayer. I mean taking it as a project, praying for him every day for 30 minutes to 1 hour. Taking it as a faith project and pray for him every day for 30 minutes to 1 hour. Just your husband. Pray for your husband. The truth is that it's not an easy task. But it will be worth your while after the end. When you start seeing the miracles coming, when you start seeing the increase, when you start seeing the transformation, it will be worth your while. It is not easy, I can assure you. But at the same time, it will be worth your while because you will begin to see tremendous changes in the life of your husband. You begin to see tremendous transformation in his life that you never bargained for. Things you felt can never change. Things you felt you can never do. You begin to see him do those things and much more because you have taken time to present him before the altar of God daily. You are doing it consciously right now. It's not as if you are doing your morning devotion and say, Lord, help my husband today. Bless my children. They are not bad. That's a good, it's a good start. But taking it as a faith project, focusing on your husband alone, and saying, Father, this man must come out well. This man must not be disgraced. This man must be used for your kingdom. This man must be wealthy. This man will not die prematurely. You take our time to pray and to decree what you want upon his life. Let me tell you why it is very difficult for us women to do this. Why we see it as a more difficult task. We do it easier for our children than for our husbands. But you know, before you embark on this type of project, before you embark on this type of project, faith project, I call it, you have to let go of all hurts, all resentment, unforgiveness, malice, and this is the difficult part. Because most of us in our marriages, we have been hurt by our husbands, we have been betrayed by our husbands, we have been disappointed by our husbands. So because of that, we find it very, very difficult to pray for them the way we should. Okay? Because the prayer of a sinner is an abomination to the Lord. If you don't let go of unforgiveness, malice, hurt, resentment, you are just praying in vain. The prayer of a sinner is an abomination to the Lord. God will not hear you. Before you can go before God and bring your husband before him, and wants to see tremendous changes and transformation in his life, you have to let go of all unforgiveness. I don't know what he has done. I don't know whatever sin he has committed. I don't know what he has done to you that is hurting you right now, that you cannot forgive. It might be infidelity. Maybe you caught him with another woman. Because this is the major problem in homes that's making women not to forgive their husbands. Infidelity. or maybe you saw something you didn't like, or maybe he said a word to you, or the way he has been treating you, whatever it is, whatever it is. Let go of all this, because as you let go of this, as you are praying for this man, you are actually praying for yourself. The scripture we read said, they two shall become one flesh. If you are fighting your husband, you are fighting yourself. That man might be a bad man to you. He might be very abusive. That man might be wicked. That man might be stingy to you. He might not, maybe not be treating you right. But that man is a child of God. And God has given you that mandate to pray. When he said, we shall be a helpmate, that is what he actually meant. It is a difficult job, my sister. It is not easy. It is not easy. I'm not saying you that it's easy, but I'm only telling you that it is possible. And if you are a child of God and you claim you love God, God cannot give you an assignment and you will not do it. Do it for God. Take your husband as a project and pray for him every day consistently. And let God use you as an instrument of deliverance for his life and everything that has to do with him. The devil brings misunderstanding between us and our spouse so that we can dwell in unforgiveness and resentment. Because he knows that if there's resentment and unforgiveness, we can hardly pray for one another. He knows that if we pray, God will not hear us. So he tries as much as he can to bring resentment and misunderstanding between us in our homes. Remember that I said before, I said the fervent prayer of a righteous man, it availeth much. When you pray, God answers, especially as women. Woman is not just a woman standing before God. When women pray, if you go to most churches, you will see women praying. You will see women going to programs. I'm not against going to programs. I'm not against you going to prayer ministries. I'm telling you now that individually, between you and your God, take your husband's case to him. And don't go to God with unforgiveness in your heart. Don't go to God with resentment in your heart. Don't go to God with hatred, hating that man in your heart. You have to let these things go before you can present his case before God. And God will answer. And I know you women want to ask me, what about me? What about me? Don't I need prayers? What about me? I need prayer too. Will my husband take me as a project and be praying for me too? Wow. I asked that question too. Okay. If you want me to answer this question with all honesty, I'll tell you not to bank on it, on his prayers. Don't bank on the prayers of your husband. Except he is divinely led. Yes. Except he is divinely led. But I can assure you one thing. As you consistently pray for your husband, God will not ignore your needs. He will not ignore you in the place of prayer. He will also be working on you, transforming you, empowering you, strengthening you, and opening doors for you. So that's why two of you have now become one flesh. In other words, whatever you are praying for him, you are praying it for yourself. I hope that answers that question. If you are blessed with a husband that prays for you consistently and brings you before God, to God be the glory. But if you are not blessed with one, don't worry. I assure you that as you are praying for him, God will also be working on your own and be doing things for you. As you intercede for him, God will not leave you to go like that. My God does not use you and dump you. God is using you as an instrument in his hands to change that man, to help that man, to prosper that man, to increase that man. And as God is using you, God will also be blessing you. God will also be blessing you. So don't worry whether he prays for you or not. Don't bank on it. Don't expect it. You can pray to God and tell God, Father, let my husband be praying for me. Fine. But you don't have to lord it on him. You don't have to force it on him. You don't have to even ask him to do that for you physically. You just go to God and leave the rest. Let God do the rest. Remember, God is the potter and you are the clay. As you are presenting your husband before God, he's going to be molding him. He's going to be molding him into what he wants. He's going to be molding him into what he wants. He's going to be creating him to what he wants. He's going to be molding him. As you allow God to use you as an instrument of deliverance, to transform your husband's life, and to release heavenly blessings to him, you will not be left out in his blessings too. And I know some of us will want to ask, if this man has more, he doesn't give me. If God begin to bless this man now, how will he bless me? How will he be a blessing to me? The man is stingy, he doesn't give me money. As you are praying for God's blessings to come upon him, you will be also praying that God, as you bless him, you will use him to be a blessing to me. He will also bless me. Pray that prayer. Pray and allow God to leave the rest to God. I thank God for this teaching, and I know that you are blessed as a woman. Don't ignore this, because you have been praying for some things in your life and you have not seen the answer. You have not seen the result. One thing about God is that God brings, when you are asking God for something, God might not come the exact way you want him to come. He might send a messenger to you just the way he's sending me to you this morning. You have been asking God, Father, when will this suffering stop? Father, when will this abuse stop? Father, when will this thing stop? And now God has sent a messenger to you today. And I'm telling you what God has told me. Do this and begin to see results. Pray for your husband consistently. Don't be angry. Remove unforgiveness. Forgive whatever he has done. Pray for him consistently and watch God transform his life. And as God is transforming, God is using you to transform his life. God will also transform your own life for good in the name of Jesus. And I pray also that you also, by this podcast will continue, the part two of this message will continue next week. Don't fail to share this with your friends. Please share it with your friends and family. And if you're a man listening to this, share it to married women, share it to people, share it with your friends and families. And as you share it, God will bless you. And remember, I said there will be a part two of this, the power of a praying wife. I'll be telling you how to pray for your husband and the areas you need to focus on when you are praying for him. That will be the part two of this message. And that podcast will be next week, Wednesday. God bless you. Thank you for listening. I ask God to bless your home as you begin to pray. Even today, start praying it now. God will begin to transform you. Create time. Even if it has to be in the night. If you have to take his picture or anything that belongs to him. If it's his handkerchief, his boxers, hold it and pray over it fervently, using that as a point of contact to reach him. And watch God do the miraculous in your home. God bless you. My name again is Mary Egbude, and this is Mary's Table Talk. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to share this podcast. I'll see you in my next podcast next week.